Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
When I go to Quick Trip, I get a 32-ounce soda, and it's 82 cents.
Yes. Yeah.
So I give this guy the 82 cents, and then I leave. However, I don't want the perception of me as a person to be that I'm the kind of guy that knows how much soda is. And so every time I pull the exact change out of my pocket, I do like a quick little count with my hand.
So you just happen to have 82 cents exactly.
And every day, I'm the lucky son of a bitch that just has the exact change in his pocket.
No, I think it's a stupid plan because the same guy's going to see every day. You're going to do the exact same thing. Now you look like you have OCD. Like you know you have the exact change, but you got to count it in front of him.
You think that's worse?
Yeah, that's worse.
So you think I need to bring in, like, more change?
Why don't you just hand them your debit card or swipe
it? I need to bring in, like, an extra couple of coins and, like, pull them out and then hand them the correct change so that I don't look silly?
No.
The James Spader show with the fraud and the FBI.
No.
Travis, you watch The Blacklist? Am I the only one that watches The Blacklist?
I don't watch it, but I hear it's really good.
I mean, it's not really good. It's okay. You watch it and you go, this motherfucker. James Spader, like, walks around and he, like, smarts off to people and they all got guns on them and, like, nobody ever just shoots them. I guess they're
James
all
Spader.
They're all afraid what will happen if they shoot him. But I mean, like, you know, he's talking shit to him, like, you know, dude, I'm gonna fuck up your shit. And so, I mean, nobody ever just shoots him. But the point I'm getting at, been watching The Blacklist, right? I've been watching it as long as it's on, right? Because I like the James Spader. This is a sex tape broad from Blacklist. You watch the sex tape, she just gets pounded. She's laying on her back. Guy just fucks the shit out of her for like 4 or 5 minutes. That makes The Blacklist way more exciting to watch.
You know, if anything, watching a broad get her puss blown out would make me watch a TV show.
And you can't even really tell it's her. I mean, it's not like there's any straight up face shots. It's just a lady on her back getting fucked really hard for like 5 minutes. I mean, he just.
So how do you know that it's her?
I mean, he just goes to town, and I mean, she's got her feet pointed. It's pretty hot, but you don't know for sure it's her. They say it's her, and so I believe him. Because why would I not believe him? But I don't know for a fact.
So how do you know that it's her?
Because they told me it's her.
But you don't see her face.
Not really. No.
There's nothing
in the video that would lead me to believe it's not her.
So by that logic, does that mean that after Paris Hilton put out her sex tape that you enjoyed watching that reality show she had, The Simple Life?
No, I enjoyed The Blacklist before the sex tape. But now that I've seen the sex tape, I'm saying it brings a whole new element to it. I wasn't even really looking at her as a sexual object before. I was just looking at her as the lady who's, you know, in that show with James Spader.
I feel like that you're lying to me right now.
No, I mean,
I feel like every TV show you watch, you see the lead lady as a sexual being.
I'm recommending if you're gonna, you know, watch leaked sex tapes, it's a good one to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Especially if you watch the show, because then, guys, welcome.
I was about to say,
Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I'm joined by my co-hosts, Drunkard STL,
hey,
Napier, and via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Heidi ho.
How's everybody?
So, do we need to get a second person on? That way it works the whole show, or?
Yeah, we've determined that Skype works way better when there's multiple people on as opposed to just Travis by himself. So, hey, if you want our shit to run better, 309-740-1430 to contact the show, or WFO Dicks on Skype.
You don't even have to talk. We just need you on.
Yeah, we just need you on to keep our shit straight. That's all we need.
You can just call in and mute your microphone.
Right.
Because you will be laughing so hysterically at the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
You will remember a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
We detailed the plans for Napier's honeymoon.
Oh, right, with the whole the whirlpool tub. That's what he sold us on, right?
Right, right,
the whirlpool
right.
tub in it, Chesterfield.
It happened this weekend.
Oh.
The big day.
Napier is fresh off his honeymoon. It was this past weekend, Napes?
Yep.
How did it go, buddy?
The whirlpool bath thing that we got the hotel room for because it had a whirlpool bath in it.
Yeah?
Sucked.
Oh, no.
Oh, what did we try to tell you a couple weeks ago?
Oh, no.
I thought it was going to be more like a hot tub.
Right.
But it turned out to be this kidney-shaped monstrosity.
Have you never seen one of these before?
So it was like the size of a bathtub. It was a bathtub.
It was right? a large bathtub.
It was a larger than normal bathtub that was also curved like a boomerang.
And also had jets in it, right?
And it had jets in it.
Did the jets like point at your butthole?
Kinda.
Nice.
Right?
Like,
so
a little bit too much.
So I mean, what happened? You guys had the gravy bath, right?
Well, we got inside and said, this is stupid, and then we went to go take a shower.
Like a joint shower?
Yeah, just the joint shower.
Yeah.
We
was it a sensual shower?
No, not really. Just a shower.
You just like washed each other?
Yeah, we felt like failures, and it was sad.
And then you watched BlizzCon?
Then we watched BlizzCon.
How'd that go?
Oh, it was great. They announced a new first-person shooter.
Oh. Well,
so is. Blizzard is going to make a first-person
shooter.
So
it was a successful honeymoon overall.
Well, we hung out.
Right.
We ate different foods from the area, Wendy's,
Oh,
Panda Express.
You got all the local flavors.
Man, he couldn't even go to like Fox and Hound or something. He had
no
Wendy's.
I also went to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Just keep rattling them chains off, buddy.
So when in Rome, eat as the Romans do.
Yeah, I saw these piggy fucks eating at them, and I thought, you know what? If these piggy fucks can eat at Wendy's, so can I.
Did you hear McDonald's new phrase that they're going to be using next year is lovin' beats hatin'?
No, that's not what it says. It says lovin' greater than symbol hatin'. That's what it says. If they wanted it to say lovin' beats hatin', they should have wrote beats instead of the greater than symbol.
Lovin' greater than hatin'?
Yeah.
What does that have to do with cheeseburgers?
At
least you say I'm lovin' it is like, dude, just ate some cheeseburgers. I'm loving it.
Maybe it's their new campaign to get people to quit bitching about their fucked up orders every time they come through the drive-thru.
Do you remember they had like a snafu McDonald's like marketing did? They had released a bunch of like banner ads on the internet, and it was like a dude like eyeing up a Big Mac, and then like between the picture of the dude like giving it like sex eyes, it said, Big Mac, I'd hit that. Because somebody didn't realize what I'd hit that actually means.
Don't worry, it's okay. Everybody that works at McDonald's is completely unfuckable, so.
But they're hitting those Big Macs, though.
The guy at marketing just assumed all McDonald's were McDonald's in his area, like they probably are in this area, where only unfuckable broads go to work. I never went to a McDonald's and said, wow, that chick in that McDonald's outfit sure doesn't look morbidly obese.
Do you think anybody even knows what the greater than symbol is? That still a thing that people know about?
Yes, because they took first grade math.
What is greater than? That was later on, wasn't it?
No.
Not
greater
in
than
school.
And less than?
I don't think so.
But I mean, that's taken quite a leap that people would remember that and what it means. I don't think that's something that you use in everyday life.
You do now.
I mean, I know what it means because I'm smart.
You're educated.
I'm a smart guy.
I really want to complain about my next drive-thru order just so I can have the dude say, hey, man, lovin' beats hatin'. And I'll just be like, okay, dude, that's cool. I'll take my McDouble that I ordered, and it's now a chicken sandwich, but whatever. Thanks.
Right.
Because lovin' does beat hatin'.
Well, there's a thing going on with the Johnny Rockets. It's another... Have you ever eaten at a Johnny Rockets?
Didn't they have one of those in, like, the Mills Mall?
I think they have one at the Mills Mall food court.
No, it's closed.
Oh, it's like closed? It's not even a thing anymore? I think it's Red Robin-ish.
It's Red Robin meets Steak and Shake, I believe.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've never eaten there, but apparently they're doing all right because around the country, they're opening 200 drive-in movie theaters. They're going to try to bring back the drive-in movie theater, and they're going to put Johnny Rockets hamburger joints in the drive-in movie theaters. And so then you can go see a movie, eat you some Johnny Rockets cheeseburgers, and sit in your car.
Yeah, because I've never looked at a completely failed business model and said, you know what, if we just add shitty overpriced hamburgers to the experience, maybe they'll come back.
But you know what? The drive-in movie theater seems like it would be fun, and I've never gone and seen a movie in a drive-in movie theater.
You've never done drive-in?
No, I'd like to.
It's
but
an experience.
There isn't any, really.
You gotta do it once. There's one in Belleville.
Yeah, you just have to, when you pick your double feature, though, you have to not want to see the first movie because they always start it too early and you can't actually see the screen until about three quarters of the way through. But the second movie's always good.
You must have went during the summertime then.
Always in the summer, yep.
Oh, like it's not dark enough?
It's not dark enough.
If you go closer to the fall, you don't really have that problem.
When it gets dark super ass early?
Well, not super early, just early. Because, I mean, they start at like 8:30.
We're kind of getting into the cold time, right?
Yeah, it's going to be here
tomorrow.
It's getting
a bit chilly. I wore shorts today, but...
They said snow on Saturday.
The day before, it was pretty chilly. But apparently, the Ferguson thing's still going on, the rumor keeps going. I keep hearing rumors, you know, like it was at Great Clips the other day, and she said, did you hear the Ferguson thing? They're going to drop the verdict in, like, you know, on Monday. So, you know, I mean, stay home that day. There's a haircutting place right by where Laura works that just didn't open today or tomorrow because they think that the Ferguson verdict is happening. And then I keep hearing stuff that says that they're going to wait, you know, until it gets a little colder, you know, because they don't particularly like the cold.
Yeah, then. Because they haven't figured out coats. Sweaters.
Well, you know, maybe they would be a little bit more hesitant to go out and be rambunctious.
Well, if anybody thought that they were going to release a verdict like that, knowing what would go down right before a federal holiday where everybody gets off, probably wasn't going to happen.
Well, the good news is they don't, the people that are protesting every day, they don't particularly have to worry about being off work.
Right. No, this is their job.
Right. And you know what? I think that at this point, it's just the professional protesters that are causing all the shit anyway. I don't even think it's really so much the Ferguson people. Cause I mean, it's just a bunch of, it's like a select group of assholes.
So what you're saying is it's pretty much like the fifth week of Occupy Wall Street.
Yeah. It's like, you know, they've weeded out a lot of the people that, like, you know, had to go back to their jobs and their lives.
Got a house payment I got to make.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I got to make the rent. God damn it. I don't have time for all this bullshit. I'm sure I'm upset. You know, I feel strongly about this, but I mean, fuck, man. It's been weeks.
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks already.
We already burnt down the goddamn Quick Trip. What now? I mean, what do you want from me?
Have they rebuilt that Quick Trip?
Oh, no.
They are not going to rebuild.
No, sir.
That thing is going to be a parking
lot. There was already one that was right down the road anyway, so.
There's a news story that I keep seeing popping up on my Facebook feed that apparently the family of Michael Brown got in a big fist fight in a parking lot over the profits from T-shirt sales. Apparently someone was hit in the head with a pipe. And, like, the mom was involved, and, like, she pulled up, and like, it was the dad's new wife who was selling the T-shirts. And, like, they got in a fist fight, and, like, the posse got in a big brawl, and the mom stole $400 that they had made from the T-shirt sales and busted up all their shit, and people ended up in the hospital. So, I mean, you know, as long as we're on the up and up. You know, as long as you know the poor guy getting killed is what we're really talking about, and not T-shirt sales. Then I guess
it's always T-shirt sales,
right? That's what it all comes back to, is goddamn T-shirt sales.
Were they shooting those T-shirts into the crowd with one of those like T-shirt cannons?
No,
you're thinking of rock concerts, sir.
They're trying to get their money. They need their money for the T-shirt,
right? But there was a list of demands that the protesters sent to police, because, you know, the police are usually good about that. Like, you know, a bunch of hooligans that are, you know, looting and stuff. They send you a list of demands and I mean, like, you know, the police, they take that into consideration, I assume.
It's like a monster truck they wanted and like a helicopter waiting fully gassed up.
Yeah, the guy in the tank really gives a shit about what you want from him.
Guy decked out in full riot gear, ready to fucking go, is going to get your list to be like, okay, I'll take this to my supervisor and see what he has to say.
Here's your 40 large pizzas.
Hey, remember that dude that was on that bus with that sniper rifle? There are a few things we're going to need from him for the next week.
So I have the list of demands. You guys want to run through these real quick?
I want to run through them.
Okay, number one, the first priority shall be preservation of human life.
Fair enough.
So, look, guys, we're going to burn some shit. I mean, that's a given. Like, we're going to set shit on fire. We're going to steal stuff from stores. Don't shoot us. Seriously, because that should be your first priority, is to not kill any of us. Because, I mean, like, you know we're going to fuck shit up.
Well, you don't know that.
Well... Yeah,
you assume.
It's just happened a few times.
Number two, channels of communication will be established so that situations can be de-escalated if necessary.
I don't have a problem with that one either.
How about you just don't escalate shit? I mean, if
did
you don't
they
start
establish
shit...
a contact in the middle of that crowd of people?
No.
Oh, like one go to, like a captain?
Yeah. So how do they
like
open
the
chain?
The
yeah.
chains that's dressed around fucking.
Oh, the guy that's dressed up like a cop, right?
No, there's a guy that's got like chains on him. Fucking looks like Ebenezer Scrooge and fucking.
That's right. Yeah, he's their captain. Go to him with any concerns you may have. Police will give protesters 48-hour advance notice before grand jury decision is announced.
I don't think the police have that power.
Yeah. So 48 hours in advance. They wanna like get ready.
For what? To burn the fucking city down?
They're like, look, guys, 48 hours before you're gonna give us this decision, give us a heads up so that we can get ready for whatever crazy shit we're gonna do.
That's we need idea. At least 5 Molotov cocktails per person, and it's gonna take at least 2 days.
Yeah, I mean, we gotta go to the Home Depot and buy some gas and shit. Police will provide to the public information that makes clear the chain of command. Who is making what decisions and the processes for deciding when the police response will be escalated?
They don't need to know that.
So I'm pretty sure that's the person who is in charge of the police.
Right. So, we want all of their home phone numbers and addresses.
Also, their kids' schools.
You want to know what schools their kids go to, all that.
Their alarm code. We need all that information.
Right. Number 5, every attempt should be made to communicate with protesters to reach common sense agreements based on these protocols, both ahead of time and at the scene of protests.
What the fuck are these, like, Civil War era generals who go out and shake hands for shooting at each other?
Yeah, they go out and do the coin toss ahead of time to see who's going to receive.
They want to establish who they can hang from trees after the verdict comes out. It's like, these are the people we're going to murder
in
public.
It's this guy's call. So, I mean, you know, if you need to go get him, you know, whatever. Number 6, clear standards of professionalism and sound community-friendly policing will be maintained and adhered to at all times.
Oh, how you doing, little Johnny? I just saw you kick that guy's head in. Have a nice day.
Well, that's the thing. They're motherfucking these guys, but expect them to be professional at all times.
Number 7, police will wear only the attire minimally required for their safety. Specialized riot gear will be avoided except as a last resort.
Negative.
There's a dress code. You know, I mean, like, just in case we want to shoot some cops, we want to make sure that there are, you know, reasonable targets that we can hit. I mean, minimal protection. I mean, if you got to wear a vest or something to protect your chest, cool. But don't wear a helmet or anything, because if we get a headshot, that should count.
And legs should be remained soft.
Right. Legs should remain soft in case we need to, like, you know, hit some kneecaps. Number 8, crowd control equipment such as armored vehicles, rubber bullets, rifles, and tear gas will not be used. I bet it is.
Yeah,
I bet it is used.
I can guarantee you all of those things will be
regardless used. Of the verdict, that shit will be used.
Number 9, police or other government authorities will not interfere with the free flow of information through tactics such as limiting cell or internet access, interception of cell or other mobile conversations, or unwarranted wiretaps.
Well, most of those, in fact, all of those are actually illegal.
Yeah, right. So that's a given, right?
Yeah,
it's already been established that they can use it. The NSA, like, listens to conversations. They've admitted all that. So I think that anything that you say on a cell phone or transmit through the internet is completely up for grabs. So just don't do that if you don't want that information out there.
Yeah, but I'm sure it's not the St. Louis County Police Department doing it.
Well, I bet you it is once all hell breaks loose.
I guarantee you if there's like 10,000 people within a good mile, the cell phone tower that they have up is not going to work.
I really like 11. Safe houses shall be considered sacred ground and only entered by police when called upon or if extremely necessary.
So
they're
tag.
Calling base.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm safe.
In base, you can't arrest me.
Like it's a goddamn game of Marco Polo. You've made your way over to the other side without getting tagged.
Media and legal observers shall not be considered participants in protests and shall be allowed to do their jobs freely.
That's already a legal thing.
You skip 10, and I gotta say, 10 is great.
You like 10?
For me, personally. I mean.
Every attempt will be made to pinpoint arrests so that only individual lawbreakers will be arrested. Kettling and mass arrests will not be used.
Mass arrests will not be used.
Idiots. I don't think they've actually done that.
No, they have. I've seen them arrest 15 people one time. Just all boom, right. Here we go.
Were those 15 people inside of a burning auto parts store?
Well, I mean, they might as well have been. But
every attempt will be made to provide alternate routes or other means for non-involved persons to get to places of employment and meet other transportation necessities.
I think that's their job in the first place.
Right. Makes sense.
They've been doing that the whole time.
Strategically, police commanders will allow protests to take and occupy larger and more disruptive spaces than would normally be tolerated, and will allow occupation of those spaces for longer periods of time than would normally be tolerated.
So they're giving in here. So they want to fuck up an entire road so that they can yell about something that the people who normally use the road have no fucking involvement in.
Police will be instructed to be tolerant of more minor lawbreaking, such as thrown water bottles, when deciding whether to escalate the use of force.
Also no.
How about don't break the law at all? Look, if we do some minor shit, you can't arrest us because we wrote a letter.
Yeah,
we're giving you advance notice that we're probably going to chuck water bottles at you. Look, that's just the way things go.
I'm just going to send a letter out to the Highway Patrol telling them that they should allow me to do 20 over because of how little it means.
Excessive force and other forms of police misconduct will not be tolerated. Or else what?
Why?
Will not be tolerated by who? What are you going to do? Protest?
Excessive force already isn't tolerated. They have little police commissions to actually verify if excessive force was used.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's still there.
But there's a whole bunch of every day on Facebook, like somebody will post, oh my God, I saw a bunch of helicopters out today. You know, is today going to be the day? And everybody's just sitting around waiting for the shoe to drop. So it's very tense out here.
Well,
I know that most of America and probably the majority of our listeners probably aren't talking about it anymore, but it's still in the back of our minds. We're still hearing about it all the time.
Well, we do live a stone's throw from it, so.
Right. So, Travis, what's new with you, buddy?
Well, not a whole hell of a lot. I'm trying to recover from a Chicago Bears beatdown that I stopped watching
early
on.
Oh, my goodness. What happened? Yeah, I was lucky enough to have a matchup in fantasy against the guy who had Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, my God. We had five touchdowns.
In the first half.
Yeah, it was 42-0 at the half. I stopped watching after the Packers scored their third touchdown without the Bears scoring anything, and I watched The Walking Dead instead.
There you go. Attaboy.
I heard the Rams played 3/4 of a football game and then went home.
Yep, that happened.
Should have told them, no, dude, this ain't hockey. There's four of those.
Have you guys been keeping up with The Walking Dead this season?
I do.
No?
No.
Are you? Are you? Have you given up on it?
I think I've given up on The Walking Dead.
What happened?
Well, Sheriff Manchild decided to cry to his kid about his dead wife, and then the little kid went all, you know, fucking psycho on everybody.
Coral! Coral!
God damn it, Coral! So the first time Sheriff Wets-His-Pants had a snot cry moment, I kind of cringed. And then the second time it happened, I said, okay, I see where this show is going, and I stopped watching.
Right. There's been very little Sheriff Crybaby in this season.
Yeah, he's kind of gone balls to the walls. He's not mm-hmm. fucking around anymore.
No.
Yeah. I'm enjoying The Walking Dead. I saw on there was a whole thing on social medias today about apparently this episode last night apparently was almost censored. Because
for what?
Apparently there was, I'm saying apparently like I didn't watch it, but there was a sex scene in the episode. And I mean, there wasn't.
Between two zombies?
There wasn't any butts or tits or anything.
I don't remember. I watched it last night.
It was just two people humping each other.
Basically.
I mean, like,
it's no worse than they would show on CBS or NBC or anything.
A bare dude back. I think that's really all you saw.
Who got it on? I can't even remember.
Abraham.
Redheaded guy and his Mexican gal.
Oh, is it because What's-His-Face was watching?
Yeah, I don't know, but it was almost censored, apparently. But
that's ridiculous. That is so unmemorable that I forgot that even happened.
But, I mean, you know, they decapitate, like, 10 people an episode.
Like,
and
like, zombie children are getting their fucking heads cut off and flopping, and they do, like, slow-motion close-ups on their eyes, like, just like, ah! That's all right.
Well, yeah, so that was almost censored out because they were afraid that people would be in an uproar that, you know, they just want to watch their zombies getting their heads chopped off and stabbed in their throat. And I mean, Rick bit a guy's throat out last season.
Is it because Abraham is so unappealing to look at?
Maybe that's what it is.
Didn't Rick shoot a child in the face in the first scene of the first episode?
He did, Napier, as a matter of fact.
I think that really sets the entire series.
Right, right. But, you know, heaven forbid there's two people that are fucking in a zombie apocalypse.
Which wouldn't everybody just be like rabbits just going at it? You know what I mean? What else is there to do? There's no TV. You can't watch Kim Kardashian.
No, they just smell like dank puss all the time.
You don't put your face down there.
Why are you telling me how to have sex, sir? You don't. No, I do.
Well, guys, I mean, transition here. Speaking of dank puss.
Yeah?
This is a news story that I was really excited about. When I saw this, I just went, yes! And then I just kept my fingers crossed through the whole Fernicast that they didn't do the story.
Oh, the McRib's back?
I think the McRib is back, but I don't think that's where I'm going here.
Oh.
There was a gal in Little Rock, Arkansas, right? Her husband goes hunting. He bags himself a deer, brings it home, has it in the garage. He's separating the deer, you know, to get some meat, to make some deer meat, right?
Yeah.
She strolls by the garage. She sees this big deer tongue laying out. She says, oh my God, look at that impressive deer tongue. I am going to sneak that back to my room and I'm going to jam it in my sniz.
Was she successful?
She was, Napier.
Super, super successful.
Goes back to her room, diddles herself with the deer tongue. Raw deer tongue, right? Just jamming it in her sniz.
If it's cooked, it's too hot.
No, didn't cook it. Raw-ass deer tongue, jamming it in her sniz, right?
Yeah.
Jams it in there, forgets about it.
How do you forget?
Forgets about it, Napier. She jammed it in there and forgot about it. I guess, like, she fucked herself to completion and then, like, fell asleep or something.
Okay.
So, a couple days later, she's noticing that her shit is starting to smell weird, right?
Yeah.
And she doesn't recall Oh, you know what? I just jammed a deer tongue in my pussy a couple days ago. She doesn't remember that. She's just like, why does my shit smell weird? And she washes it and she washes it and she washes it. Still stinks. She can't figure it out. She's noticing that, you know, she's like discharging some stinky stuff.
Probably parts of the deer tongue.
Goes to her gynecologist. She says, dude, discharging some stinky stuff, and I don't know what's going on. My shit's all fucked up. So the gynecologist does like a pap smear thing, or is that when they crush your boob? Which one's the...
The mammogram is where they crush your boob.
Oh, okay, the pap smear. And he gets the results back. And the results are, whatever he just did tests on isn't human. And he's like, bitch, you need to come back in here. We need to talk. So he brings her back in. He's like, look, is your shit still stinking? She said, yeah, there's something going on. He goes, well, I ran some tests and shit ain't human. She's like, oh, I think I know what's going on. He goes, well, yeah, something's going on. So he puts like a scalpel or something up in there.
Scalpel, no, not a scalpel.
No, it's like a what's it called?
Like the triceps?
Look it up. You got a smartphone. You got a computer right in front of you.
Barbecue tongs.
Yeah, he put some a speculum.
Oh, he separated her. He put her, made her vag hole big.
Right, right. He reaches in there. And he grabs a chunk. Right, pulls it out, and it's this large piece of loose, decaying flesh. And like, he's like, "Hey, bitch, what the fuck is this? Because this isn't you." And she's like, "Oh yeah, I remember now. I jammed this big deer tongue in my pussy and forgot about it."
That would be the most glorious prank ever. Just start leaving stuff in
How
there.
Do you forget? You put a big deer tongue in your pussy.
Dude, people...
How do you forget?
People have busy lives today.
But then it starts, like, stinking, and it's smelling weird, and it's uncomfortable, I would imagine. It was a pretty big-ass deer tongue. You see the size of that goddamn deer tongue?
No, I didn't.
Look at that fucking thing. That's a big... It looks like a turkey leg, man.
But that doesn't look like a decaying deer tongue.
You just jam that whole thing up there and then forget about it. I mean, I've never had anything in my vagina before. But I would imagine if, like, it's just kind of, like, hanging around loose in there and I'm, like, walking to the store or something, I'm going to feel it moving around, wouldn't you think? You don't forget stuff's in your vagina, do you?
Well, I mean, I've had, like, those little earbuds in my head for so long I forgot that they were there.
I mean, like, sometimes I'm, like, wearing a hat, and yeah. I forget I'm wearing a hat.
Yeah, I mean, that must be the same thing.
Or, like, sometimes I wear a hat for a really long time, and then I take it off, and it still feels like I'm wearing a hat.
Yeah, but you don't stick a tube of paper towel up your ass for, like, 5 days at a time to catch all of the shit that's coming out of your body
right.
once a month,
but
right?
But I mean, like, if, like, I don't wipe my ass good enough, and there's just, like, a little something going on, I know.
Well,
and so I would imagine if there was a full something in my ass, I would remember. I'd be like, oh my God, this doesn't feel right. There's probably something in my ass.
Maybe she should have rubbed it down with spicy peppers first so she wouldn't forget. That's how I know when I don't wipe good is when I eat the spicy pepper sauce and then and my butthole still burns.
Yeah. Drunk.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you know what I mean, right?
Absolutely.
You got something in your butt, and you know what's in there.
It's there.
I mean, when you gotta take, even when you gotta take a poop, you know there's a poop in there.
Yes, sir.
So I'd imagine, like, if you put, like, a thing of chapstick in there or something, you know there's a thing of chapstick in your butt.
I would absolutely know.
You'd know.
Yes.
You'd feel it when you were walking around.
Well, yes. You would, because you don't put things in your butt all the time. What if she likes to put things in her sniz all the time?
Maybe and just leave them there?
Maybe that's like where she hides her drugs and whatnot.
What if she just loves going to town on her own sniz and, you know, you wear the same hat for so long, you don't know when it's smelly.
You think it's like when you take, like, a really big poop and, like, you know, you feel like your butthole hasn't quite recovered yet?
Yeah, I get the loose farts when that happens.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You, Maybe, like, she just, you know, she remembered that she jammed the deer tongue up there, but she thought it was just, like, you know, the residual feeling from, like, the good pounding that she took.
Yeah, that could be it. I mean, sometimes it feels like my chode's blowing a bubble, but really, it's just loose farts.
Guess it's break time, guys.
I think apparently. So. After that Napier bomb.
I guess we have other stuff when we come back. Oh, you know what? We're bringing back a segment we haven't done in a while.
What so segment would that be?
There's that to look forward to.
Is it Napier Sexy Story Time with Napier this time?
Nope.
No.
Don't bring that up. How dare you?
How dare you?
Hey, it's not my internet connection. Mine was working just fine because I heard the whole thing. It was horrible.
Radio FUBAR. Radio f***ed up beyond all recognition.
Thursday, 9 a.m. Central, where we do a mashup of creepy headlines, crippling personal stories, and guests from all walks of life.
Like us on Facebook
and follow us on Twitter at TheLotusCast.
So one day, I forget like, how it came up, but she's like, "Hey, you should model some of my underwear for me." And I was like, "Oh, well, sure, I'll do that." So I did. Modeled some underwear, and she took a picture of it, and she gave the picture to the lead singer, and he posted it as the main profile picture on our MySpace page for the band, and we had a lot of followings, and people were really upset that my ass was on the front page. Get a girl, you're like, she's like, put on some underwear, and you're like, yeah, you just put them on, right? No?
All this and more at
RadioFubar.com
or TheLotusCast.com.
Series, but I don't know what the subject is. You know what I mean? Oh.
I think I only have one of the what ifs. I have what if the Hulk had killed Wolverine.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
What do you mean, do you turn it on?
I didn't know if the song was over.
You don't think you turn on your microphone?
Well, I didn't know if the song was over.
Welcome back, guys. 309-740-1430 if you'd like to call in, give us a heads up on any riots you're planning.
If they're rioting, I'm taking shit this time.
Yeah. Or if you want to call in, I'm selling comic books. Just give me your want list. Call in and tell me what you need, and I'll box it up for you. Good price.
I need one of the Beavis and Buttheads to clear out my complete collection.
You really?
Collected Beavis and Butthead comic books?
Yes.
I didn't know they had Beavis and Butthead.
I just sold three of those for like $14.
Really?
Yeah. People love that shit for some reason.
They're very hard to get sometimes.
Yeah.
But I got almost the entire series except for issue number one.
Oof.
That's the only one you're missing?
That's the only one
I'm
missing.
That's a bad one to be missing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It's a really bad one to be missing.
I think I have a big collection of War Machine for some reason. I don't have any Iron Man, but I have a whole bunch of War Machine. And I have some U.S. Agent, too. What the hell I don't have any Captain America or any Iron Man, but I have lots of War Machine and U.S. Agent.
Is that like having a lot of Thunderstrike and no Thor?
I don't know what the hell I was thinking. So you went to a comic book show this weekend?
Oh, yeah, I went Saturday. There was one in Green Bay. I had seen, it's just like a small show, like how comic book conventions used to, you know, just a lot of dealers and stuff too, but the pictures made it look like it was, you know, a couple of rooms, and I decided to take my 5-year-old daughter. I'm like, oh, this will be a nice father-daughter day. Like, I'll take her, we'll go on a road trip, we'll have some lunch, we'll do this comic book show thing.
Is your daughter into comic books too?
Yeah, kind of. I've gotten her into it a little bit. She, in my monthly pull bag, she gets the animated Ninja Turtle book that comes out now. So she loves going to the comic book store with me, and I'm thinking, oh, she loves going to the comic book store. She's going to really be into this. And then we took the 2-hour drive, and we pulled up to the hotel, which is right by Lambeau Field. And I wanted to show her the stadium. I'm like, oh, look, that's where the Packers play. And we walk into the hotel, and I look through the window, and it's one room, like one little conference room with just boxes and boxes of comic books, which is my heaven. But I was like, oh shit, she's not gonna have a good time. So she ended up eating snacks by the doorway and bothering me to leave for about 2 hours.
There's a fella in the chat room trying to sell Napier his copy of Beavis and Butthead number 1.
That makes me sad.
Why does it make you sad?
Because I have issue 2 through 20 whatever.
Buy it off of him.
Buy it off of him.
Complete the collection.
Maybe what you really should do is, since he has number 1 and you have the rest, you should sell him the rest. Or get it out of your life, Napier. What do you need that for? It's just clutter in your house.
I should just take it out to a burn barrel and just set it all on fire, and then I won't have to worry about having issue number 1 anymore.
Travis keeps bringing up all these comic books that I have that are going for like $600-700, and I mean, they're just collecting dust in my basement. I'm thinking, what do I need this for? I should make $600-700. I don't need this comic book.
I agree.
I think you do.
I'll buy those 2 boxes of comics that you got from your parents' house. I'll give you $700 for both boxes.
You just said the one comic book was worth $700.
Well, yeah, but... Yeah.
But, I mean, he has to transport it and...
Right, I mean,
other expenses.
There's a lot of work that goes into you know, flipping books.
Hey, look, he's not in the business to make you money.
Travis doesn't... I don't even think Travis wants my comic books. I think Travis wants to flip my comic books with his blue Pepsis and shit.
I do actually want that New Mutants 98. If I had a copy of it, I don't think I'd sell it.
So you'd be one thing if you know, I was selling Travis some comic books so Travis could enjoy them. But I don't think that's the case. I think Travis is going to buy my comic books for $700 and sell them for $2,000 because he knows better.
Yep.
I do. Anytime I buy collections, though, like I bought that 7 boxes and I'm looking at buying some more on Craigslist because I can't stop myself, I do always buy them with the intent of assimilating them into my collection and just selling doubles. There is a caveat to that where if I do find a book that's worth $40, I'm like, I don't fucking need this, and I sell that.
I have about a decade-long collection of comic books. I have no fucking clue where they're at.
You know what, guys? Speaking of great deals.
Yeah?
I tell you, I didn't have this on my list. I just wanted to tell you this story real quick. Not even a good story.
Is it about getting your sangria?
Mediocre?
This is a story about the Mike winning one. The Mike won one, guys.
You got one this week?
Free bottle of sangria.
Oh, yeah. I won big this week.
Good.
Go to Walmart the other day after work, right? I went there to get some Dr. Scholl's because my job involves a lot of walking. And my doggies was barking. So I'm thinking, I'm going to get me some Dr. Scholl's.
Are you not used to walking?
Well, I mean, it's a lot of walking. It's 12 hours a day of walking. And after, you know, 3 or 4 days of that, your doggies is barking. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I guess.
So I'm walking. I want to get me some Dr. Scholl's. Don't get me shit drunk. If I want to go get me some goddamn Dr. Scholl's, I will.
No, I'm just saying, like, in July, there was a day that I walked a marathon.
I'm not bitching, I'm telling you, my shoes are kind of uncomfortable. I wanted some Dr. Scholl's.
All right, anyway.
I think he's saying that he's better than you.
He thinks he's better than me,
I'm already saying the story's uninteresting. So.
Did you stand in the machine to get, like, the fitted Dr. Scholl's?
No. I went and bought me some $10 Dr. Scholl's to jam in my shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't worn them yet. I'm looking forward to it.
Did you get the name brand Dr. Scholl's?
Yeah, I got fucking Dr. Scholl's brand Dr. Scholl's.
Gotcha.
I get great value. I get Dr. Smith's.
Dr. Schmitz?
Yeah, I think that's what great value, like Walmart's brand. It's like Dr. Schmitz.
You know what
or something.
Pissed me off? I went to get Dr. Scholl's in the shoe section, and turns out there's a whole shit ton of other gel shit in like the medicine section that I found later, and I was like, why didn't I look at this shit?
That's where the Dr. Schmitz are.
Fuck Dr. Schmidt.
The doctor's in quotes
who's
too.
Who's the gelling? Is that Dr. Scholl's?
Yeah.
Gelling like Magellan.
Are you gelling like Magellan?
No.
Anyway, getting away from a story because drunk upset me. But this is a good story. This is about Mike winning. Mike won one, guys.
What'd you win?
Oh, I won the lottery here. So I'm walking towards the exit with my Dr. Scholl's. I got Dr. Scholl's and I got me a half gallon of unsweet tea.
And some hot broad that happened to be her fetish and she wanted to bang you in the bathroom?
No.
So I what see kind of unsweet tea are you buying?
Unsweet tea from Walmart. I don't know.
Arizona?
No, fuck Arizona. That's some nasty bullshit.
Damn.
So, anyway, guys, we're getting away from the story.
Was it Lipton, maybe?
It wasn't Lipton. It was about my win. Mike won one, guys.
Yeah.
Was it Tazo?
Win?
So I'm walking towards the checkout, right?
Yeah.
I just see people going ape shit. In this aisle. I'm thinking, oh my God, what's going on in this aisle that everybody's just going crazy? I mean, people are jumping over each other and throwing shit out.
Did you go to
the
West Florissant Walmart?
No.
Was it about Mike Brown?
No. This is like white people Walmart, so it was even weirder.
Oh.
So,
was it all those fat trailer park trash looking broads?
The aisle was Halloween stuff. And this was just a couple days ago. Halloween stuff, 90% off.
Yeah, I saw a bunch of places that had that.
90% off Halloween stuff. So I'm going down this aisle, I'm seeing stuff, I'm like, oh wow, look, this is like 69 cents. How can I not buy this for 69 cents, right? I get this this goofy, it's a sublimated t-shirt that makes it look like you're wearing a motorcycle vest.
Yeah.
And like you got sleeve tattoos for 89 cents. I'm like, this is cool.
When are you ever going to wear that?
I'm not, ever. But it was only 89 cents, so I had to buy it. So anyway, going down the aisle.
No,
I already said the win yet. Let me finish my fucking story.
That was the win, end of story.
I couldn't finish my fucking story. So, sure, I got the 89 cents. I got a zombie shirt that looks like you're a zombie.
Yeah, did you and get the 80, one that makes you look like you're a stick figure,
89
too?
89 cents? No. they have this 2XL... Optimus Prime costume.
Okay.
Right?
Uh-huh.
It's the full body, like, onesie suit of Optimus Prime.
At the Walmarts.
With like a chest piece and a mask. And I cannot find a barcode or any kind of anything. It's just the costume. And it's 2XL. So I'm thinking, you know, 90% off. I don't know how much this is. They had an Iron Man one.
But it can't be more than 10 bucks.
It was like $35. And I was like, it's probably on par with this Iron Man one, I would think. So I'm like, I'm going to take it up there, see what the bitch says. So I walk up there, and I set everything on the thing, and I put that last. And so she checks out all my shit, and I said, look, this Optimus Prime costume, I couldn't find any kind of barcode. I did my due diligence. I looked around. I dug through shit. Couldn't find any kind of barcode or anything for it. So I don't know how much it is. So, I mean, I'm hoping you can tell me how much it is. I figure worst case scenario, you can't ring it up, you can't give it to me, I probably don't need it anyway.
Right.
Bitch says, well, you got another costume in here, it's 89 cents. So I'm guessing it's going to be 89 cents. Charges me 89 cents, puts it in a bag.
Bam!
Bam! So I got this big-ass Optimus Prime costume for 89 fucking cents, drunk.
Wow, you can dress up like an 8-year-old.
Winning.
So next year, I already got my costume. I'm ahead of the game.
Why even wait for Halloween? Just bust it out for Christmas.
I'm gonna wear it next week to the show.
Yeah.
You motherfuckers are gonna show up and do the show with Optimus Prime.
We can make a video and put it on the YouTube.
We need to get Megatron on then.
Get Megatron on. Do the show with Optimus Prime. Fuck yeah. Schedule it.
Yeah, producer.
You guys don't consider that a win, do you?
I do. 89 cents for a full body costume. That's a fucking deal.
2XL. I can even get fatter in the next year and still fit in it.
You know, in a week they were just going to throw all that shit in the dumpster. You could have just walked out to the dumpster and picked it up.
Oh, no, somebody was going to snag it.
No, that's what they do with that leftover stuff at Walmart. It's like when the Super Bowl finishes off, the losing team that they printed up all the T-shirts, it just goes over to Africa. So there would have been some African man walking around trying to kill a lion wearing an Optimus Prime costume.
That would have been the greatest Discovery Channel series ever.
Oh, my God.
The St. Louis Stallions shirts went to some Pacific island.
What's like, the St. Louis Stallions?
It was the team that we were supposed to get. That went to Jacksonville instead and became the Jaguars.
Oh, we were going to – but then we got the Rams?
Yep.
Did you see the Discovery Channel show about the guy that's going to get eaten by the anaconda?
He is doing this voluntarily?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They
made him a suit that he can't be crushed in, apparently.
So why don't they just hollow out an anaconda and sew him into it?
He dumped a bunch of pig's blood on it to try to trick the anaconda into eating him.
Yeah.
And then I guess is he gonna put like a GoPro on his head? I don't know, but he's gonna go through the anaconda, and then the anaconda is gonna shit him out, and they're gonna put this on TV. It's already been filmed apparently.
Did they get J-Lo and Ice Cube to host it?
But people are mad because they think he's gonna hurt the snake.
Wouldn't you? Don't you think that would hurt?
No, he's just gonna lay down and let this snake eat him, and they're gonna film it, and he's gonna come out the other side and say, "Dude, I lived in a snake."
Yeah, but
did they figure about how much time it was gonna take for the snake to eat him whole?
I don't know.
Or shit him out, because I mean, he has no nutritional value. So what is there to shit out?
Well, I mean, you know, people don't get mad when White Castle hurts me.
Yeah, but you did that voluntarily.
Well, so did the snake. The snake didn't have to eat the dude.
No, the snake has never eaten a dude.
The snake's an asshole. The snake sees a dude covered in pig blood and eats him. That snake's an asshole. So he gets what's coming to him. You make your own choices in life. He could have just slithered on by and not eaten the guy with the GoPro on his head.
Yeah, you cover shit in country gravy, I'm fucking eating it.
That's
right. Is it good for me? Absolutely not.
Hey, look, the first time you eat at White Castle's is an asshole. The second time you go back, that's you.
I went there today, man. I can't do White Castles anymore. It fucks my shit up.
You've been saying that for 5 years.
Terrible. It makes me feel so bad every time I eat it.
So why do you go back?
Because it's so good.
It's really not that good.
It is good.
Do you get the Play-Doh consistency shits?
It is not that good.
Oh, no.
We do not have White Castles here. I have to resort to buying those six packs in the freezer section.
White Castle just tears me up. It just makes me feel awful.
I guarantee you, if you lived by a White Castle, you would not go to it as often as you think.
And it gives me the worst farts, and it gives me the worst shits, and it just makes me feel like crap. But then, like a week later, I'm like, fuck, man, I gotta eat me some more White Castle.
I have a theory about that. See, my dad lives in Texas now, and every once in a while, he'll get a wife, and then they'll divorce. And it seems like every time he gets a new wife and they come to St. Louis to visit family, he tells her, each one of these broads tells him, no, before we leave, you got to have some White Castles. And then all of a sudden, he's got a new wife. It's kind of weird how that works. And I assume that's your situation, except for instead of White Castles being an asshole, it's my dad force-feeding these broads White Castle.
And which are fucking disgusting.
He knows what it's going to do to their butts, but they don't. He might as well roofie them and then just start fisting them.
But the thing about this Discovery Channel show that's really, really frustrating is, I mean, like, all these butthurt pussies are like, protesting that he might hurt the snake. What about the snake? But if you think about it, think about if you're the guy that agreed to get eaten by a snake to be on TV, and then some fucking asshole pussy animal rights groups fucked your shit up, and then, like, Discovery doesn't even air it.
Well, you don't want a bunch of copycat people wrapping themselves up in bubble wrap and getting eaten by anacondas.
God, I hope they do. We need to weed those people out. Anybody who's willing to do that, we need to feed the snakes. We need to make that okay. Because fuck those people.
Remember,
I think that you should be able to abort your kid through the first 2 years of their life. Because the type of people who would kill a two-year-old have pretty shitty genes and probably are going to make assholes anyway.
Well, remember when they had all those Beavis and Butthead copycat assholes? Notice there's not too many of those.
Beavis and Butthead, like people who sit on their couches and make fun of music videos?
No, like they would watch Beavis and Butthead and then take chainsaws to their hands. Or set their kid's sister on fire.
Good, fuck them.
I notice those people aren't around anymore. I think either they learned their lesson or they died. And I don't really think that the country lost anything.
Well, that happens every couple of years with wrestling, too. Like, somebody hurts somebody else doing wrestling moves, and then everybody's freaked out about wrestling.
Yeah, I think it's really funny when it's like a 35-year-old dude that does it. I think that's fucking amazing. Like, oh, you didn't know that slamming a dude's spine into the ground would kill them? I get it. You're on a trampoline. That doesn't matter.
Drunk.
Yes, sir.
You know what time it is?
Is it time for S. Dr. Napier?
So it's been a while, fellas. Got a lot of questions.
That felt good.
Did it feel good?
It felt really good.
Did it feel right? Like this is something that should have been and always should be?
I don't know, I felt like maybe if we did it every week, maybe it'd get a little stale. Every now and then, it feels all right.
It feels
okay to go back to the well. Feels okay to, you know, dust it off a little bit and take it for a ride.
Excellent.
You know, you have like a really fancy car in your garage?
No, I don't.
No, you have a really fancy car in your garage, right?
Okay.
You take it out every week, that's just your car. That's just the car you take to the grocery store. You take that car out, like, you know, maybe once every month or so, you know, just to take it for a cruise, then it's special. It means something. What I'm getting at is we have a whole bunch of questions here for our resident advice expert, Dr. Napier.
And what is he a doctor of again, just to remind?
Advice?
Same thing that Dr. Schmidt is a doctor of. Mm-hmm. Dr. Scholl.
I'm a doctor of excellent ideas.
Okay.
Right. And comfort.
From Mandy Weaver, why do dogs love butts so much?
Because that is where the poop comes out.
And dogs love shit.
And dogs love shit.
From Dan Fernicase, also of the Fernicast, what's the worst STD and why? Crabs, chlamydia, HIV, or a baby?
Well, with all of those things, it doesn't involve you talking to anybody else, except for the baby. You kind of need to talk to that one. And I do talk to my crabs and hepatitis, but, you know, they don't answer back. It's kind of nice. I can tell it all my stories and my fascinations, and, you know, it doesn't, you know, look at me like I'm an asshole.
Doesn't judge.
Nope.
So you're going with crabs?
I'm going to go with baby.
Baby's the worst?
Baby is the worst and maybe most expensive. Probably AIDS is worse.
From Indio Techno, what did you do on your hiatus?
Well, I was sick, so I kind of just listened to the show and tried not to vomit.
No, I think there's like the hiatus from the show of Dr. Napier.
Oh, I was out researching good ideas. I went to several football teams that had dudes beating their wives.
There it is.
I went to...
Did you go to Pizza Hut?
I went to Pizza Hut to also gain advice. Let's see what else. I went to Cunt Flaps because of Cunt Flaps.
If you're playing the WFOD drinking game, you're drunk as shit right now.
Also, Tasty Time, Booty Who, and What It Is.
From Matt Chuck of the Lotus Cast fame, what's it like doing a show with Travis?
It's probably better than doing a show without Travis, because doing a show with Travis is kind of fun. And I would assume...
Aw.
I would assume if Travis wasn't here, I'd have to talk to Drunk more. I definitely would have to talk to Mike more.
Yeah.
From Sonic Blasphemy's Facebook account. One of the Sonic Blasphemy fellas who are on Radio FUBAR sometime. Yay. If homosexuals cannot reproduce, why are there so many of them?
Well, I don't know if you've
ever
sucked
dick. They actually can reproduce?
Well, yeah, they can.
I mean, that is the thing. They can do that.
You can have all the lesbian sex you want, but once you get some baby batter in your sniz, then you're pregnant. I mean... Why fucking vaginas ain't really going to stop that from happening.
Right. It's not impossible for them to breed.
But there are so many of them because people love butthole pleasure.
Do you think that the homosexuals are born? Like, do you think you're born?
Well, everybody's born.
I mean, you think you're born a homosexual? You think you're born a gay guy? Or you think, like, you're tricked into being a gay guy?
I don't think I can be tricked to being fucked in the ass and enjoy it. It's kind of a hard sell, if you ask me.
I wonder if some heterosexual people are tricked into being gay guys.
Well, you can trick people into believing in Jesus.
Yeah.
Right.
You just promise them a series of, you know, afterlife experiences that they can only get by receiving head.
I mean, if I
right, put... so the gays, you just tell them that if they get fucked in the ass or fuck in the ass, that they'll have really good style and be good dressers.
If I put my dick in somebody's butt, yeah. I mean, it's probably gonna feel all right. I mean, people fuck sheep, people fuck all kinds of things. If I put my dick in a butt, it's probably gonna feel okay.
Yeah, but if you've ever looked down at your willer. And had some dude staring up at you with, like, a, you know, 5 o'clock shadow, you know, and, you know, big burly eyes.
But don't you think some people could be tricked into being gays?
No. You either like dudes on your dong or you don't.
Drunk, don't you think some people could be tricked into being gays?
Possible.
Drunk, don't you think I could trick you into being gay?
Not at all.
Like, don't you think I could find you like a lady boy? Who was, you know, kind of feminine, but had a wiener. And like, you know, maybe, like, what's, Travis, what's that really good looking?
That Bailey J.
Yeah, that Bailey J. broad.
Super hot.
Guy, girl thing. Like, you know, starts blowing you, right? Okay, let's just, I'm throwing this out there, Drunk.
Is yeah. that gay though?
I mean, of course your answer is going to be no, there's no way. But just think about it.
Okay.
Really attractive ladyboy.
Okay.
Just starts blowing you. You don't know it's a boy yet, right?
Okay.
You're all hot and worked up. It's time for the sex and takes off their underwears and a big wanger flops out.
And you gotta remember, she's got great tits.
Yeah. And so, I mean, like, it's pretty much a lady except it's got a wanger.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you've already gotten a blowy from this. I mean, so you're already in the game.
Yeah.
Well, you're still going to bend her over and fuck her, right?
Is her wanger bigger than mine?
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
Probably not, then.
Well, maybe if the he-she was Asian, I could just say, man, Asian broads got some weird dicks. This is a strange country. I'm going to stay here forever.
From Anchor Babcock, why doesn't St. Louis have an NBA franchise? It seems to me the riots in Ferguson wouldn't have happened if people had that distraction. It is kind of weird we don't have an NBA team, isn't it?
The NBA has said many times they will never have a team in St. Louis.
Why?
We don't have an NBA team either in Wisconsin.
You know, they say it's because we can't support two winter sports teams, but I feel like they're just mad at the people from the Spirits who fucked them 20 years ago and are still getting paid.
Yeah.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Well, basically, the NBA bought out the ABA, and the St. Louis team was like, we'll just fold, and you need to buy us out. And they came to an agreement, and they're still paying them billions of dollars.
It's probably not billions.
No, it's billions with a B. Because they worked it out with some TV contracts and shit. They're like, well, we just want your TV money.
Huh.
Billions.
So they think what? We can't go from ice to the court quick enough? There's a whole bunch of people that do that.
Yeah, but we're talking about Los Angeles and New York that have however many million people. We have 1.5 million people.
Detroit. Well,
are they also counting the counties? Because most of the people live in the counties.
No, yeah, that's, you know. St. Louis itself only has like 300,000 people that live there.
Yeah,
there's like nobody that lives in Detroit. They got two professional teams.
Yeah, everybody left Detroit.
Three
people are still in Detroit?
Yeah, three people are, and then each one of them likes the Lions, one of them likes the Red Wings, and one of them likes the Pistons.
Do they live off 8 Mile?
Yep, and they do rap battles every weekend.
Nice. And make Chryslers.
Yeah.
People are now just starting to go back to Blues games, and that's when there's nothing else going on. So they might be right.
And the last question is from my dad. My dad sent a question to ask Dr. Napier. Weird, huh?
Is it just a series of profanities and vague threats against me? Because we've already had that conversation, and I'd like to not have it ever again. You know, he was so pissed.
That was years ago, Napier. I'm sure
he was really pissed.
I'm sure he's forgiven you.
He didn't. Last time I talked to him, he didn't seem like it. He was not happy with me.
I think he's still mad at you?
He gave me the stink eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does anyone watch the NBA, and if so, why? You know, the sports, that is kind of a dumb sport. I agree with him on that.
I can't wait until the NBA actually puts advertisements on their jerseys. That's going to be hilarious.
It's just like, I mean, you run and you put the ball in the hoop, and then you run the other way, and you put the ball in the hoop. And everybody just jumps up, puts the ball in the hoop, and then they run back the other way, put the ball in the hoop. That's all it is. It's boring. It's a dumb
sport. Isn't
that
what every sport is, though? I mean, baseball is... Everybody stands around for 4 hours, and a guy hits it, and sometimes somebody catches it, and sometimes somebody runs in a circle.
But it's so it's the second most repetitive sport, only to NASCAR, which is really just driving around in a circle for.
So you say it's more repetitive than tennis?
No, because those broads are like moving around back and forth, and then got their titty shaking. I can agree to that. On the other hand, the WNBA is full of hog nasty broads that I don't really like, and so I don't watch it.
Right.
Also, it's never on, so I guess I'm not missing it.
I do watch the NBA, but not until after Christmas.
When the games start, when it starts getting closer to the playoffs.
Well, that's when they actually start giving a shit.
I only watch baseball in the postseason because that's the only time they play. What, 180 something games?
You play fantasy baseball and you don't watch it?
No, never, never. I never watch baseball until the playoffs because before that it's just like.
So how do you know like who to pick up and whatnot?
You're gonna play 7 games this week. Who gives a shit?
I really can't get into armored wank ball.
You've tried though.
Yeah, I've tried. It's pretty much just a series of dudes passing an egg back and forth, and I don't care.
I've never even heard of this game.
Armored football, also known as armored wank ball.
In what circles? In what circles is it known as that?
In the circle that Napier just made up, where he is calling it armored wank ball. That's the circle, Travis. You haven't heard of it?
And they shouldn't call it...
The circle that he just created just now?
Yeah, and now everybody's going...
Did he do a 360, like, in his chair?
Is that going to be the name of the show? Armored Wank Ball?
Armored Wank Ball?
And the hand egg, because it's not football, it's called hand egg. You don't... No, nobody actually fucking kicks the ball. There's like one dude on each team that kicks the ball. It's not football.
I think that would
be.
I think that would be a sweet like NFL week recap is Armored Wankball with Napier, like a YouTube series where he like recaps all the games and essentially he just says, "Yeah, this guy threw this egg to this other guy and then he fell down." But then this other guy, like he got hit when he had the egg, but then he dropped the egg and another guy picked up the egg. And he took his armor and he ran it into the end of the field and he scored some points.
Yeah, and
then they kicked the egg and this through the fork.
This one 300-pound dude ran into this other 300-pound dude, which would be impressive until you realize it kind of cancels each other out. It might as well be two 90-pound schoolgirls doing it, and you'd have the exact same collision.
I think that this year has been the closest I've gotten to getting into armored wankball. I've tried every year since I was a sophomore in high school to get into football. And this is the closest I've gotten.
Didn't you actually have friends that played?
Yeah,
that didn't
yeah.
get you into it?
Yeah, I went to high school football games, and my girlfriend at the time was really into football. So, like, you know, I'd go on Sundays and watch Rams games with her and stuff.
Is that the one with the fiery crotch that stole your high school ring and went to
Germany?
No,
that was the
Was that the broad with the tiny teeth?
No.
Was it the broad with the
And that was as Dr. Napier.
So I'm watching this football game.
Yeah, was it a good one?
Last night, right? Or yesterday afternoon.
Oh, so that game, which wasn't good.
It's on Fox, right?
Yeah.
3.5 hours I sit and watch this game. 3.5 hours I watch this game, goes into overtime.
Okay.
As soon as the game goes into overtime, I'm thinking, fuck, man. This game's going into overtime. Somebody's going to win. Somebody's going to lose. That's what happens in football games. Somebody wins, somebody loses. Except not on Fox. Because what Fox does is if the game goes into overtime and they have another game scheduled after it, they just go to the next game.
Except that game was the Rams game. See, if we would lived in, say, Chicago, they would have kept that game on.
Not the point, Drunk.
That is the point.
Point is I watched the game for 3.5 hours.
The point is if the Rams would have played at noon, he wouldn't have even seen that game.
Rams can suck my dick, Drunk. Watch a game for 3.5 hours. I want to see how it ends. I don't give a fuck about what the Rams do. I
and
watch
that's why
of...
you got to buy the NFL Sunday ticket.
I don't want to buy shit. Well, I want to watch a game for 3.5 hours and see who wins and who loses. I don't want them to cut away and watch the first quarter of a bullshit Rams game. I want to see who wins the game I watch.
That was the good quarter.
Yeah. The one good quarter that the St. Louis
if
team
I,
had.
If, see, I was in your same position, and I was in my head thinking, if they don't put this Rams game on soon, I'm going to be pissed. Oh, so I could care less about that overtime.
You were in the opposite field.
Absolutely.
You were thinking, I want to watch the goddamn Rams.
Exactly.
So no, you want to see, they could have at least cut back to it and let me see how the game ended. They showed
the game break.
They need to like put it on a split screen or something, or like put it in like a little window at the bottom so I can see what happens at the end of the game. I watched the game for 3.5 hours. I devoted 3.5 hours of my life to watching this fucking game, and then they cut away and didn't let me see how it ended.
So
I had to find out on Twitter how the goddamn game ended.
So when the Rams game came on, did Drunk say, "Wow, I'm glad I didn't give a shit about those two other teams that just went into overtime, because if so, I'd be pissed."
No, because if we didn't live in St. Louis, we'd still be watching that game.
Yesterday, you know what I compared it to?
Yeah.
It's like watching The Dark Knight when those two boats like have the detonator switch and like one of the boats they're gonna blow up the other boat.
Yeah.
And, then just turning it off and going to bed.
Yeah, that's about right.
That's about right.
Like, oh shit, we're going into overtime. Hold on, wait, we have a completely separate game that we're gonna show you from the beginning. Hold on to your butts, folks.
Like, oh, were you watching this?
That's how they should do it.
I'm sorry, were you watching this?
That bald-headed fuck that's on Fox Sports, what's his name, that does all the football commentary?
Johnny Rockets, motherfuckers, has a double feature at the drive-in, right?
Yeah.
They show you the first hour of a movie and say, you know what? Gonna start the other movie.
I think you're taking this all wrong.
Dude. I'm not taking it wrong. They should just.
If that game was the 3 o'clock game, you'd watch the entirety of overtime.
But that's not what happened.
Not what happened. Watch 3.5 hours a game.
Who gives a shit about the Saints or the 49ers?
The person who invested 3 hours of his fucking life.
I invested
into the
3 hours of my life watching the game. I want to see how it ends.
Is that the game that you didn't get to watch, the Saints and 49ers?
Yeah.
Oh, they totally showed that here.
See? Bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah, they showed, like, all the overtime here.
Well, it was fun, fun this
I wanted
week,
the 49ers
guys.
To get their asses they should kicked, just and have they the fucking blew it.
They should have just had the president of Fox come on the TV. See? Say, hey, everybody, were you watching that? Well, fuck you. St. Louis, click.
Whatever shows on Fox that I watch. Oh, by the way, speaking of Fox and shows that I watch.
You don't watch Fox shows because they're all terrible.
Speaking of Foxes and shows I watch, that Utopia show, you know, we interviewed the host of it a couple weeks ago.
Did they get the WFOD bump?
Yeah, no, that got canceled.
Wow, are you telling me that America doesn't want to watch 20 strangers masturbate in corners and try to eke out an existence on a farm?
Apparently not.
No, it sounds like I'm shitting on that show.
I liked it,
but the announcer.
I did too.
Was the
I liked
thing
that.
That was good.
Travis, did you get into that show? After
yeah,
we talked
I did like
game?
It. I didn't watch it every episode, but when I did catch it, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I liked it. I didn't want to like it, but I got interested in it, and then I was watching it every week, and it was a good show. And they were trying to like.
Did they cancel that one halfway through the season?
Yeah, they canceled.
So why
like
you're not all upset about that? Like you are this
I'm
overtime
pretty mad
game.
About it, Drunk. However, their ratings were. No, Drunk. See, there's a difference. There's a difference.
There's not a difference.
No, there is a difference because we're,
so
we're,
you're halfway through a reality show. You got 8 weeks left. You have no clue who's going to win this motherfucker.
Drunk. What that would be compared to is if we got halfway through an episode and then they just shut it off and said, "Oh, the episode's half over." But how about this brand new Mindy project?
Oh, don't worry, we got the Mulaney show after that.
Yeah, no. So they didn't. They cut it off during the game. I mean, if like next week they didn't air any football anymore, and they were just like, "We're canceling football," then who gives a shit?
Oh,
I mean,
plenty of people.
Oh, plenty of people. But I wasn't in the middle of watching a goddamn game. Mm-hmm. I mean, like you know, in my Dark Knight analogy, if they don't make another Dark Knight movie. Oh, well, I'd go see 10 more, certainly. But if they don't make one, at least I got to see how they end the movie.
Football doesn't end. It's a 18-week narrative that ends up in a penultimate game. So if you cancel football right now, that means I have 7 weeks of football that I'm not going to see the outcome of.
You know what? With TV shows, and not necessarily reality shows, but with like TV shows, like they canceled Anchor's favorite show, that Selfie show, right?
I love that show.
Did you actually like that show?
At first I watched it as a joke, and yes, I liked it very much.
I watched
much.
The first episode, and I was like, no, I hate these people. I don't
it took me 2 weeks and then I was hooked.
But like when they cancel a show, I feel like they should be required. Like by law. By TV law. And I've said this on the show before. But if you start a show, if you like air episodes of a show, you should be required to give some sort of ending to the people who invested time in watching it.
Give me some closure.
Right. I mean, you should have like a TV movie wrap up, or if you have unaired episodes, you should air them at like 3 a.m. so that people can see them. I mean, you should be required to give some, because I mean, the next time, why the fuck would I invest time into any of these new shows if you're going to cancel them after 3 episodes? Well, why am I going to waste my fucking time?
Well, that's a problem a lot of new TV shows have, is that people won't watch new TV shows until the entire first season is completed because
right.
they don't want to get invested into a show just to have it canceled.
Because they cancel, they pull the plug on shit so quick.
The only show that I actually saw do that, because I've been a victim of that a bunch of times, Deadwood. They got fucked on Deadwood. There was a show called Carnival on HBO that was in the middle of the second season, and they're like, oh, shit, we're getting canceled. We have to put some sort of resolution in it.
Yeah.
And then they started wrapping it up, and then the ratings got good, so they were like, oh, fuck, no, let's drag it out. We're going to have a third season. Well, because they did that in the middle of the season, they filmed like a cliffhanger ending, but like two episodes before the cliffhanger ending, they're like, oh, no, just kidding again. We're canceling it.
Right. Yeah. No, they did that with my dad watched a show called The Borgias.
Oh, yeah.
They just up and canceled that at the end of a season. It ended on a cliffhanger, and so you just never know what happens.
But the one show that actually did wrap it up, though, and it's going to sound ridiculous, and you judge me all the fuck you want, it was a show called October Road, and it had a chick from 70s Show in it, Laura Prepon. And it was like a drama, but it was like this guy comes back after he wrote this tell-all book about all of his friends and his family and everything, and he comes back to town to try to live his life and hook back up with his high school girlfriend. And it was great. I loved it. I got, like, totally into the characters, and they canceled it at the second season, but it was left on nothing being resolved. But when they put out the DVD of the second season, they filmed a 15-minute, like, epilogue to the show.
Well,
that's
yeah,
all you need.
That's all you need. Is
give
just
me 15 minutes.
Just something to end it. Because, I mean, even if it got terrible ratings and like only like a million people watched it, and by your standards, a million people is not nearly enough people to be watching your show. It's still a million fucking people that tuned into your stupid ass show every week to see what happened next in the story.
Can I tell you the one good thing?
So that's about us, right? About a million people.
Oh, right about that, yeah.
Can I tell you the one good thing about them canceling a show with no resolution? They're the people that write the Napier's Sexy Storytime content.
Yeah. So their show gets canceled and that's what they have to...
They're like, fuck it. All the characters are fucking in the ass.
I do like how they made Jericho, how they made their third season. A bunch of the fans sent in jars of nuts to the producers and to the executives over at NBC to get them to put Jericho back on for another season because it ended in a cliffhanger. They said, no, we need one more season. Give us closure. They said, okay. They filmed the third season and only aired it at 3 a.m. on weekdays.
But I mean, in this generation, it doesn't. You can still DVR it.
Yeah.
I mean, the fans of that show, if they really want to see the episodes, they can DVR them and watch them.
Well, that's what's happening. A lot of shows are getting canceled because they're saying people are DVRing the show and skipping the commercials. And therefore, they're not making any money.
They also are selling, though, like now there's like the way that the DVRs, all DVRs are programmed, where even if you fast forward through it, you're getting like the images that they want you to see. So they're like selling the higher profile stuff. Like if you happen to click off, stop or fast forwarding right before the show comes back on, that commercial right before the show comes back on goes for a lot more money than the one like right after the show goes off.
Well, I mean, then they have on demand where, you know, you can't skip the commercials.
Yeah, that pisses me off so much.
They have DVD sales eventually and you know, they have it on their websites. There's so many ways you can make money off stuff now that there's no reason why they shouldn't just goddamn air what they got and give us some kind of resolution so that next time you advertise your fucking bullshit.
Make a 10-minute fucking YouTube video that says, this is where all these assholes ended up.
Right. You still have everybody on set waiting to film something, and then they find out their show got canceled. Fucking get together, write a quick ending, make everybody die in a plane crash. I don't give a fuck. I just want to know what happens at the end of your stupid fucking show. When you cancel a goddamn show, just throw something together real quick. Or even if the writers of the show post something on fucking Facebook, just say, hey, this guy, you know, grew up and married his teacher, and this guy was arrested for selling meth
and fuck bears.
I think the writers of Happy Endings did that on, did you watch that show, Happy Endings?
I didn't.
It was like, you know what show I'm talking about, though, Adam Pally and, like, Casey Wilson and... The chick, Alicia Cuthbert, was in it. It was on ABC.
The Wayans. One of the millions of Wayans.
Yep. It was really funny. Like, a super, super funny show. But I think the writers, after the show got canceled, released a bunch of, like, show notes or episode outlines that they had for the next season. Just, like, put them out on Twitter.
I think that what they should do is a running theme of every time they cancel a TV show, there's like a 10-minute spot on YouTube, and it's 10 minutes of the entire cast coming down with Ebola and blood shooting out from every orifice, and they're like clawing their own skin off and screaming and blood's going everywhere. That way, you know what happens to your favorite characters when the season's over and they don't get renewed. They all die. All your favorite friends and memories, they're all dead. They're dead, and they're not coming back.
Mike, that was an excellent rant you had. You're so good at this podcast thing.
That's why we're the best drunk.
I know.
Oh, speaking of my thing last week, guys, it wasn't all about Unfit for FM. They seemed to think it was all about them.
And they were right.
Well, a lot of it was. And fuck them. Fuck them and their stupid asses.
They like Unfit for FM.
They did a show Wednesday, which was pretty much dedicated to talking about our show. Unfit for FM is kind of slowly becoming the WFO Dix recap show.
Yeah.
So we appreciate that. He did a show 3 weeks ago where he pretty much said throughout the show, just kept coming back and forth and back and forth saying, yeah, but I don't listen to that show. But it's funny because he cool guys us.
Yeah.
And he says like, you know, Travis, or I think his name is Travis. I don't know his name because I don't listen to that show.
You mean the,
and, you know, and Napier, I think his name's Napier, but I don't know. I don't listen to that show. You know, he says things like that. But anyway,
you mean the guys who were in our fucking chat room for like 2 years?
Yeah, Anchor. No, the other guy. We like Anchor. Other guy is kind of a prick.
I think Anchor is the best thing to happen to radio in decades. It goes Tom Brokaw and then Anchor.
But it's really funny because 3 weeks ago, he did a show entirely about how he doesn't listen to our show. He knows a lot about it for never listening to it, but he did a whole show about how he never listens to our show. This past week, they pretty much dedicated the entire show to recapping our show, and he pulled 5 clips from it. So what I've learned, it's negative reinforcement is what I've learned.
Are they Chris Hardwicking you?
Yeah, they're talking dicks.
Talking dicks.
So what I've learned is the way to get people to listen is to insult them.
Oh, just totally just rip on their show.
So I'm going to make a list of insults.
You know who sucks? That Amish baby machine.
So should we just start ripping on them for water coolers next?
Do you
or
think
something?
They're Amish? Or no, I don't think they're Amish. Machine?
I don't think that they. I don't think they impregnate people. No, fuck
they
those guys.
No,
that's how you get
like
them to
Amish.
Listen, right? You get them to listen by insulting them, and then they'll pull clips and talk about you.
Yeah, like that fucking Harrison Ford podcast.
Yeah, fuck those guys. Hey, Dorktown, suck our dicks.
Dorktown. Yeah, that's a fitting name. Fucking dorks, right?
What's the guy that plays all the clips?
Adam Mark Maron.
Succotash, yeah, Succotash.
Mark Maron.
Why don't you actually say something, buddy?
Yeah, so I don't think that's the way to do things. You shouldn't give us negative reinforcement and play clips of our show and advertise us for an hour and a half if we talk bad about you. Because then I'm just going to make a big list of insults and hand it to Drunk, and I'm going to give him a timer, and every 10 minutes he's going to say, Brian from Unfit for FM is a worthless cocksucker. And then we'll just all right, next topic.
But Ryan, we like Anchor.
Ryan, that's what his name? I don't even know. I don't listen
to his name. I don't listen to his show, so I don't really know what his name is.
I like Anchor. He's my friend. Well. Except for Brian. Brian's a dick.
But you know what they did say? They said that that if they retire, that they'll let us be like their new, we can take over the Unfit for FM. And you know what? I think that he was being sincere. He didn't realize that what he was saying was very douchey and presumptuous. Yeah. I think he was being genuine. I don't think he realized, oh, you know, you guys could be the new Unfit. Like, you know, like Unfit for FM is this big mantle that we're trying to.
Oh, like Leno just gave us Jimmy Fallon the Tonight Show. That's
right,
cool.
Right. Like, they're on episode 169, and we're on episode 167. So they're our they have seniority over us.
Yeah,
so, of course, we would up and abandon what we've created and take over the Unfit for FM throne You know, because that's what we should strive to be, is Unfit for FM. Right, Napier?
I think we should strive to be the best.
Napier's been trying to be on fucking Unfit for FM for a year now.
They also said that, you know, they like me and that I would always be welcome to be their third mic.
I got told something very similar to a girl I was trying to plow.
Did you hear that, Travis? I've made it. I could be third mic on Unfit for FM.
And on odd weekends.
Woo!
And on odd weekends, you could be their shine boy.
You just got to bring them Cokes all the time.
Yeah, they said that I do a pretty good job of you know, promoting the show on social media. So I could be their social media guy.
Could you be their t-shirt guy too?
If I play my cards right, Travis. If I play my cards right, I could be Unfit for FM's t-shirt guy.
Mike, do you ever think that you're too mean to our friends?
All you gotta do to be our friend
is be Matt Chuck.
Right, right. You know what? Matt Chuck, and I should have pulled the clip, Matt Chuck actually started off the most recent episode of the Lotus Cast by telling his listeners, hey, I really like the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. You guys should listen to them. And that's all he said. And that's a really nice thing, and we appreciate it. And they probably have way more listeners than us, and he's trying to bring people to us. And that's a nice thing to do.
And if Mike likes anything, it's Mike.
Right, right. But Unfit for FM thinks that they're complimenting us by saying that I could be their third Mike.
You know, Mike,
I could be the drunk of Unfit Forever.
And that would be awesome.
You know, Mike, if you actually work hard,
yeah,
show up every day on time and go above and beyond, one day he will allow you to let you impregnate your woman with his seed.
Right.
That way that you can say, thank you, sir. May I now raise your bastard?
Done with those fucking people.
No, I like them still because they piss you off.
Yeah. Listen to the Lotus Cast, everybody.
Yeah, guys. Our friends of the Lotus Cast. Actually, you know what? I haven't told you this, but guys, weekly on the Lotus Cast, you can hear me sing.
Sing about what?
I've been moonlighting as a singer for the Lotus Cast. I sing their little drops for a segment they do.
Is it as shitty as when you speak?
It's up there, yeah. No, it's awful, but I'm telling you, you tune into the Lotus Cast every week and you'll hear me singing.
How come? I want to do that.
Do it, Travis.
Why don't you do it? Why don't you do it for our bits?
Because they're our friends.
You want me to sing?
Yeah.
Dicks, 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 da-da-da-da, dicks, 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 da-da-da-da.
It's pretty good.
That's good. I like that.
We're so good at this podcasting thing.
Do you know any current pop songs?
No.
How about All the Bass Song?
But you have to take out the words and make it Harvey's Headlines instead. See, that's the trick.
You're going down to Harvey's Headlines. You like that? Like to the tune of Timber?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Do another line from it.
I don't know the rest of it.
You're making up new words.
Do that Hey Brother song.
Hey Brother?
Yeah.
I don't know that shit.
Yeah, neither do I. Well.
The point of the story is Unfit for FM can suck my dick.
Yeah.
Except Anchor, because
except Anchor.
His lips shall not touch
so
penis.
So can that be what I learned this week?
Oh, yeah. What did you learn this week,
that,
huh?
That Unfit for FM needs to suck Mike's dick.
Napier, what'd you learn?
That Unfit for FM is the best thing on Radio Fubar.
Unfit for FM isn't on Radio Fubar.
That's probably why they're the best.
Certainly couldn't hurt.
Mike, what did you learn?
Guys, I learned that...
Did you learn that loving beats hating?
I did. I learned that loving beats hating. I learned that Travis isn't as willing to come buy all my comic books and pay my mortgage as I thought he would be.
Yeah. I learned that Hotel Whirlpools aren't as big as they think.
Right, right. We learned that if
that we learned that we told him that 2 weeks ago, but he didn't want to listen to us.
If you jam deer tongues in your vagina, you should remove them.
Oh yeah, I also learned that if you don't leave an hour before checkout, a tiny black man will come into your room unannounced while your lady wife is naked in the bathroom and say, "Oh, I didn't think you guys were here," and then walk out like it didn't fucking happen. See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Listen to us every Monday night at 9, 8 central at RadioFubar.com or with the TuneIn app for smartphones. You can also download the show through iTunes, Stitcher or our website, wfodix.podbean.com. Be sure to rate us 5 stars on iTunes to raise awareness of the show. Vote for us on Podcast Alley 2. Find new sites to rate us at. Blow that shit up. Call us at 314-266-WFOD and leave us a message that may get played on the air. Follow us on Twitter at WFODix. Join our boards at WFODix.boards.net. Like our Facebook page at facebook.com/WFODix to get all the latest updates. Also be sure to check out all the other great shows on RadioFubar.com throughout the week. That was a lot to take in. I'm sure you were tired. Go lay down for a while and they'll be in a few minutes to tuck you in.
On the show, the past episode this past Monday, he had this kind of almost a meltdown on Radio FUBAR because it was hilarious. In our our chat group for Radio FUBAR, like all of the shows have our very own group that we talk about what's going on. And it's funny because Mike pointed out that any time Frank, the owner of the station, gets upset, it's like his hand is always hovering above the plug, and at any moment he could just unplug it.
Unplug Radio FUBAR, and it would just be over.
It's over. It's over, Johnny. Like, it's just grandma's on her deathbed, and fucking Frank is ready to just murder her.
Wow. Murder.